Something contemporary this time. I've already shown some old tuners, so it's time for a change. As standard, first a presentation of the interior, and then an analysis of the flash memory, along with a Linux file system extract. Maybe I can also find a program to change the batch. The object of the presentation is a contemporary DVB-T2 HEVC H265 decoders, characterized by a programmable remote control, which can also be controlled by the TV proper. Just right for the elderly. It was for such a person that I ordered this decoder. I paid all 60 PLN and decided to take a look inside. First of all, some photos of the manual. Maybe they will be useful to someone. There is also a description of how to pair the remote control. Let's get to the actual presentation. We unscrew the screws. The circuit is very simple. The whole thing is on one PCB. First, we have the switching power supply. Interestingly, there is even an EMI filter on its input. Some manufacturers omit it. On the front, we have an IR receiver, buttons, quite a lot for such equipment, and a 4-digit 7-segment display. There is not a single component on the underside of the board. As you can see, there was no problem with packing. The power supply and flyback topology is based on the PN8147. It probably generates 5 volts, as usual. Then there is a section with a 1.8-volt LDO and a voltage reduction inverter, 5 volts to 3.3 volts. The flash bone with firmware, 25Q32 CSIG, is also caught in the photo. The buttons and display are handled by the HW650EO, presumably a similar chip to the HD2015 already discussed. Running the HD2015 display button driver after reverse engineering, comparison with TM1637 ITD, PCB designation, GX6706, T2, 69A1. Finally, you need to know what kind of microprocessor is sitting there. The national chip GX6706S5 is quite a popular chip in this type of device. Vendors are not hiding about it. You can find a lot of decoders on this chip, although information about the chip itself is residual. It seems to belong to the larger GX national chip family of chips, along with GX6701, GX6702, GX6703, Gemini, GX6705, GX6706, Cygnus, GX6613, Sirius, GX3113, GX3235, GX6605, Taurus. These types of chips work with external flash memory, but also have built-in RAM. The GX6705, for example, has 64 megabytes of DRAM. I could not find information on the GX6706. The chip has a UART port out. Could there be a chance for a bootloader? Batch analysis. I soldered out the flash using hot air and ripped through the CH341. CH341 from AliExpress and Allegro. What modifications are needed after purchase? On the computer side, I use NeoProgrammer. I use the command to analyze the batch binwalk in WSL. Analysis of the SPI flash memory batch using the binwalk, DD, LZMA commands, I immediately got satisfactory results. The tool learned the packed batch and the ROMFS and SquashFS file systems. Binwalk also recognized the ECOS real-time system. The basics are in place, now the data can be extracted. SquashFS contains the Linux file system, along with the characteristic folders, bin, etc., MNT, etc. In the theme folder we have the skin definitions, XML files and icons. Small graphics use the BMP format, and larger images, e.g. backgrounds, use the lossy compressed JPG format. XML maps names to pads, and defines the mode of operation of the device. Interesting that there are typos in the XML, e.g. digtal instead of digital. In the BRIAM firmware, we have the file gxlowpower.fw. Its header, repeating sequences of byte 0x02 and offsets, suggests to me an 8051 architecture. These are presumably jump vectors tab offsets to routines executed by an auxiliary microcontroller running in standby mode. Could it be that there is a second small 8051 core in the national chips that is responsible for low power mode, standby IR support, 7-segment display, LEDs and wake-up of the main SoC? Gidra correctly decompiles this firmware. You can see the correct C pseudocode, the jumps go to the correct functions. Separately, we have the ROM FS section. As the name suggests, it is read-only.